Leaders. You're listening to Leaders.com.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تبارك اسم ربك ذي الجلال والإكرام صدق الله العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Honorable brothers in Islam, mothers and sisters listening at home, from amongst the beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has blessed the Ummah with the name Dhul Jalal wal Ikram. Dhul Jalali wal Ikram. A very powerful name, attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhul Jalal wal Ikram is translated as the owner of majesty and honor. Allah is the owner of majesty and honor. Dhul Jalali wal Ikram. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Alidhu biya dhul Jalali wal Ikram. Alidhu بِيَاذَ الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ أَلِذُّ means, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, hold firm unto this name, ذُلْ جَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Hold firm unto this name, ذُلْ جَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. As in, ذُلْ جَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ is that name which seals acceptance from you. That whatever dua you make, and if it is stamped with the name Dhul Jalal wal Ikram, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always accept your dua. And so Dhul Jalal wal Ikram is that name that is given to this ummah, so that frequently when we make dua, we must never forget that we enter these attributes in the dua. That we put these beautiful names in our dua. Dhul Jalal wal Ikram. Ya Dhul Jalal wal Ikram. Ya Dhul Jalali wal Ikram. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept your dua. That is why it was the habit of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that whenever he would finish, the young boy, mashallah, if you sit this side, so what happens when I'm speaking, I don't get distracted. Jazakallah. We want our young children to come, but I ask our elders and adults not to bring them too forward, just like how in the saf you need adults there. So when you are also listening to the bayan, the elders should be there forward. So these are the etiquettes. What happens is that sometimes children disturb the speaker when he is speaking. So because of a lot of movement, the mind actually drifts away. And so alhamdulillah, there is khair for children to come, and Allah give lots of barakat to our children also. And so I was saying that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that whenever he would finish the salah, his sunnah was to read astaghfirullah 3 times. How many times? Astaghfirullah. So after namaz he would read astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. And then his sunnah is that he would also read this dua. Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam tabarakta ya zal jalali wal ikram. 5 times a day. in his every dua, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would read this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Dhul Jalal wal Ikram, Dhul Jalal wal Ikram. And so get into the habit that when you make dua, also enter these beautiful names and say, Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam, tabarakta ya dhul jalali wal ikram, tabarakta ya dhul jalali wal ikram. In a hadith it comes, Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala an is the narrator. He says that a man was making dua and he made dua raising his hands up and he was saying, Ya Dhal Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Dhal Jalali Wal Ikram. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him that after saying Ya Dhal Jalali Wal Ikram, don't stop, ask everything that you want from Allah Pak, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept all your duas. Continue, don't stop, ask whatever you want. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept all of your duas. Very powerful dua. Today if somebody gives you £20 as a gift, we are happy. Today somebody gives you £50 as a gift, we are happy. If somebody gives you £100, you are very happy. Somebody gives you a ticket for going somewhere, you are happy. If somebody gives you anything of dunya, we are happy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this ummah His blessed names. His name, Dhul Jalal wal Ikram. Very, very powerful name. In one hadith, Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala an is the narrator. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came in the masjid and this man had finished his salah and he read a dua. And he read a dua by saying, Allahumma inni as'aluka bi anna lakal hamd. Allahumma inni as'aluka bi anna lakal hamd. La ilaha illa anta al-mannan. Ya badi'as samawati wal ard. Ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Ya hayyu ya qayyum. This was the dua. Allahumma inni as'aluka bi anna lakal hamd. La ilaha illa anta al-mannan. Ya badi' as-samawati wal-ard, Ya dhal jalali wal-ikram, Ya hayyu ya kayyum. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Da'a Allah bi ism al-a'zam, that this man is calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the most powerful names. And all of the names in this dua are ism al-a'zam. Alladhi idha du'iya bihi ajaba. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, it is such a dua that when he makes dua with these names, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept his dua. These are the words of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah give us the tawfiq that we cherish and value these beautiful names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, Dhul Jalal wal Ikram, this name Dhul Jalal wal Ikram, can somebody tell me where this is mentioned in the Quran? Dhul Jalal wal Ikram. It is actually the last ayat of Surah Rahman. It is the last ayat of Surah Rahman. Surah Rahman is a very famous chapter of the Quran. In the 27th para, Madaniya, it was revealed in the city of Madinatul Munawwara. And in total it has 78 ayats. And so this is the beginning of Surah Rahman. Ar-Rahman, Allam al-Quran. Now what is amazing about this surah, what is really amazing about this surah, is that it begins with the name of Allah, which is also Ism-i-Azam. Ar-Rahman is also Ism-i-Azam. And it ends also with the names of Allah. So when it ends with the name of Allah, Tabaraka ismu Rabbika, Dhil Jalali wal Ikram. So if anybody wants to know where this name is, Dhul Jalali wal Ikram, it is in Surah Rahman. So it begins with the name of Allah, which is Rahman, and it ends with the name also, which is Dhul Jalali wal Ikram, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now just to give you some explanation of this surah in which Dhul Jalal wal Ikram has been mentioned. If you have a look at how the sequence of the ayats are, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins by Ar-Rahman. Now if you look at the verse of the Quran, this ayat, actually the ayat ends at Allama al-Quran. Where does it end? Allama al-Quran. And so it would actually be a connection. This ayat is connected to this name. So the full sentence would be Ar-Rahman Allama al-Quran. What would it be? Ar-Rahman Allama al-Quran. But the fasahat and balaghat, the Quran is a book in which Allah is inviting humanity that we do tadabbur. We think of every word that is in the Quran, because every word of the Quran is hidayat. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala breaks that one sentence and makes it two ayats, two verses. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Ar-Rahman, stop, bas. Stop there, Ar-Rahman. One ayat there. Then the continuation, Allama al-Quran, stop. The Quran is inviting us to do tadabbur, to think, deep thinking in the Quran. Afala yatadabbaruna al-Quran, to do tadabbur. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Ar-Rahman, I am Rahman. And it ends with Dhul Jalal wal Ikram. What does Rahman mean? We've covered that. Rahman means, in simple words, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is great mubalaga from Isme Fa'il. The word becomes Rahman. And so what it means that immediately Allah's mercy is there and it is affecting every one of us. Immediately the mercy of Allah is there and it is affecting every one of us. And that mercy, because it is mubalaga, it is unimaginable mercy. How is that mercy? Unimaginable mercy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts in front of us. So Ar-Rahman. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Allama al-Quran. What did he say? Now what is the mercy? The blessings of Allah are countless, unquantifiable. Everything is the mercy of Allah Pak. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Rahman defines for us, explains to us, puts it in front of us in brackets, some of the great blessings to show His mercy. So Allah said, Ar-Rahman, stop, think, I am the most merciful. Now let me put in front of you the greatest mercy. My greatest mercy upon you, as in upon the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah says, Allama al-Quran, He taught the Quran. He taught the Quran. Allama means sikhana. So Quran is the greatest blessing that is given to this ummah. Surah Rahman speaks of all the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this surah chapter is sealed with the name Dhul Jalal wal Ikram. It tells you that in your dua, when you say Dhul Jalal wal Ikram, it is approved, sealed, accepted by Allah Pak. Your dua will be accepted. Then Allah is saying, I am Rahman. My immediate mercy to all of you is, maybe you might not value it, but the greatest mercy that is given to you is the Quran. What is it? He taught the Quran. Now He taught the Quran in the Arabic language. If you look at the sequence, who did Allah teach? That is not mentioned. Allah did not say who He taught the Quran. All He said, Rahman taught the Quran. Rahman taught the Quran. Now who did He teach? This is the fasahat and the balaghat of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I have not put the name of that student that I have taught the Quran, that Allah has taught the Quran. It is empty. Allah is telling us that Allah is open to anyone who wishes to come close to Quran. Anybody who wants to be the student of the Quran, Allah is there to accept him. Anybody, if you are 60 years of age, 70 years of age, if you are a man, if you are a woman, anyone who wants to fill this missing link, Allah is saying that he taught the Quran, you can be the recipient, you can be the student. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, maybe in a madrasa, they won't take you because you are maybe 20 years of age, 25 years of age. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, in Surah Rahman, I have opened the doors for you. Anybody can be the student of the Quran. How beautiful is that? Now imagine just one ayat of the Quran. How deep it goes. Ar-Rahman allama al-Quran. Allahu Akbar. And then, in this one ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that you'll find a lot of the scholars, they will say that he is the student of that Shaykhul Hadith, this great scholar, that great scholar from India, from Azhar, from that part of the world, from Saudi Arabia. My teacher is that person, that person, that person, that person. Allah is saying, what a great honor it is that I have given you the Quran. And I am saying to you that the doors of Quran are open for anyone. It is open for anyone. And then number three, Allah is saying, what an honor it is that your teacher of the Quran is Rahman himself. Subhanallah, bole bhai. Allahu Akbar. So who is your teacher? Allah is saying, Ar-Rahman. Allama al-Quran. Imagine if you come close to the Quran, and this is actually learning the Quran. You sitting here, everybody sitting here, this is learning the Quran. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that your teacher is Rahman himself. And then number four, the scholars have mentioned that by this ayat-e-kareema, Allah is also saying that the knowledge of Quran is not restricted to any era or any time or any generation. This is open until the day of Qiyamah. Anybody wants to learn the Quran, they can do so. And then point number five, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is also explaining to us from this ayat-e-kareema, that now imagine if somebody gives you a gift, and he gives you a gift and you say, oh, thank you very much, and you just put it out somewhere, and you put it somewhere on the floor. He won't like that. If you show him that, you know, I'm not bothered and, you know, this gift is nothing for me, and you just take it and put it on one side, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I am Rahman, the most merciful, and the greatest mercy of mine is that I have given you the Quran, and if you don't take the Quran, then you truly are ungrateful. Then you truly are ungrateful. And so imagine how the Quran starts. So Ar-Rahman Allama al-Quran. Then Allah says, Khalaq al-Insan. Allah created insan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying to insan, even your creation is not as important as the Quran. The greatest blessing is the Quran. And your creation, you coming into existence, will only be of any worth if you are actually connected to the Quran. That is why if you ponder over the words of the Quran, insan, Allah gave us a name, we are called insan. What are we called?
Insan.
Now scholars have mentioned insan comes from two root words. Insan also comes from the word nasiya. Where does the word come from? Nasiya. Nasiya means to forget. That insan is forgetful. What is he? Forgetful. Insan forgets. Now the question is, insan is forgetful. What does he forget? What does he forget? The problem is that when he comes in this dunya, he forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He forgot the fact that in Alame Arwa, a promise was taken by all the souls, Alastu bi Rabbikum, that am I not your Lord? And every soul testified, Bala, of course, you are our Lord, Ya Allah. But when he came into this dunya and he saw the glitter of this dunya and he saw everything, subhanallah, he forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see how also the documentaries and how all the programs are set for everyone, even the Muslims, to see, to actually confuse the Muslim. To confuse the Muslim. If you recently have a look also of the documentary that was shown, what was it, Muslims Like Us or something like that? Have a look at that. Subhanallah. Any scholar watching that will actually have to issue fatwa straight, head on, due to some of the words that have been said. And so this is all there, so that people are confused. People are confused. Subhanallah. If you are in a courtroom, can any Tom, Dick and Harry stand in front of the judge, or you need barristers to stand? I'm asking you, brother. Tomorrow somebody will say, no, you know, in the courtroom, okay, forget it, you know, I'm a mechanic, I want to go. Can you do that? No. You need to know the etiquettes, how to speak to the judge, what the judge will tell you, what the judge requires from you, what is the line of proof, how do you go about it. There is a protocol that you need to follow. But it is only with Islam, Allahu Akbar, that people feel that a person can do whatever they want. So we are living in a day of, in an age of great confusion. Great confusion. That is why, my respected brothers, we must make dua for our children and for their children. What will they see? Allahu Akbar. What will they see? What will happen to them? Our children and their children, what will happen? What will the fitna be like? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, خلق الانسان, insan forgets the promise he took that I am your Lord. When he comes to this dunya, his Wi-Fi, his internet, the games, and this outing makes him forget that Allah is there. That is why he is called insan. So ponder over the name insan. And then insan also comes from uns. Uns means compassion. Insan is a man who has got good character. It is the opposite of wahsh. Wahsh means wild. Wahshi, hum kehte na, wahshi janwar. It is the opposite of something that is wild. So insan is something that is tamed. A man who takes full control. Allah is saying, I have created you, khalaq al-insan. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, out of my mercy I gave you the Quran. Out of my mercy I made you a human being. It is my blessings that you can see, that you can talk, that you can hear, that you can eat, that you can move, that you have everything that is around you. That is my blessing. I created you. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying, Allamahu al-bayan. Allah taught him also bayan. Allah taught him bayan. What is bayan? Speech, communication. This in itself is a great ni'mah. What is it? Speech. So what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, the tongue that I have given you, don't misuse it. Use your tongue for good purpose, for lofty purpose, for things that will bring you closer to Allah. Don't degrade your tongue. Don't devalue your tongue. Allamahu al-bayan. And the ulama say, Allama, from this ayat-e-kareema we learn that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has created all the languages of this dunya. So he inspired all the languages of this dunya to one person whose name is Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. That is why it would be wrong for someone to say, you know what, I'm not going to speak English. I don't want to know about English. And some people say, kafiro ki zabaan hai. No. Every language has to be respected. Don't make a mockery out of any language, because languages are sacred. What are they? Sacred. That is why when I first started Imamat here, which is in 1999, Alhamdulillah, I always spoke on this subject, brothers, please don't turn England into South Africa. Don't turn England into South Africa. The South Africans have forgotten their mother tongue. What have they done? They have forgotten their mother tongue. It is the duty of the father. English they will know anyway. But whatever is your mother tongue, explain and talk to your children in your mother tongue, because language is a blessing from Allah mentioned in Surah Rahman. Allamahul Bayan. Adam alayhi salam spoke Gujarati also. Adam alayhi salam spoke Memni also. Punjabi, Urdu, Bengali. What other languages am I missing out? Chinese. By Umar Farooq to China mein pahunch gaye. Kya kahenge bhai? Itne dur chale gaye. Koi zaban na mili, Chinese mili. To chalo, Arabic, mashallah. Now from all the languages, the greatest language is Arabic. What is it? All the languages are sacred, but the greatest language is Arabic. Arabic is the greatest language. In Jannah, inshallah, we will all be fluent in Arabic. Bole subhanallah.
Subhanallah.
You people will be speaking Arabic and you will teach us Arabic also. Maulana, you are making a mistake. No, this is how you speak. Yeah? Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inspire that language inside you and you will start speaking Arabic. It is said about that young child or any human being who was becoming a hafiz, and if death came to him while studying the Quran and becoming a hafiz, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is that when he is there in the grave, first day, an angel comes and the mouth of that hafiz opens up and the angel prays the entire Quran and blows it from his mouth into his mouth, and that person becomes a hafiz of the Quran. This is the honor. If a person can become a hafiz of the Quran, everybody will know how to speak Arabic. So Allah is saying, Allamahul Bayan. The tongue that I have given you, don't degrade it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just in the three ayats, I haven't got time to cover everything here. It talks about Jannat and everything. And then Allah says, فَبِيَيَّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ. So Allah starts off by saying, Rahman, but stop. Now think. Allah's mercy. Allah is so merciful. Then Allah is now explaining the Quran, your creation, your speech, your everything. That is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of some of the great blessings that He has given us. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, if any one of you want honor and majesty and respect in this dunya, then you have no choice but to get connected to Islam and to Allah, because Allah is Rahman and He is Zul Jalal wal Ikram. And if you are looking for Ikram in this dunya, you have to be connected to the one who gives Ikram, and that is Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so a very, very powerful name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now my respected brothers, we know that if we want our du'as to be accepted, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, Ya Zul Jalali Wal Ikram, Ya Hannan, Ya Mannan, Ya Badi'u Samawati Wal Ard, all of these names, the one very important sunnah of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is that Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam would always make dua for the ummah and for everyone else. Generally what is happening is that when we make dua, we have a tendency just to make dua for ourselves or for our family. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh has mentioned something very ajeeb. He says that if you take someone to be your friend, if you take someone to be your friend, then your friendship is only accepted if you have two qualities. If you say that person is my friend, if a lady says that that woman is my friend, then the real friendship is only if you have two qualities inside you. A true friend will always remember you in your dua. In his dua rather, sorry. A true friend, quality number one is that you remember your friend in your dua. He should not come and say to you, oh, bye, remember me in your dua. No, no, no. If he says, you know, you're my buddy, you're my friend, bas, then you have to remember him in your dua. Not only remember him in the dua, Imam Ghazali says, also remember his family in your dua. How beautiful is Islam? When a person remembers you and your family in his dua, then he is your true friend. Then when you open your mobile phone where your contact list is, then you have your favorites. Then put this man in your favorites. Because he is remembering you and also your family. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, when a man makes dua that, Ya Allah, give taqwa to my family, my son, my father, my brother, my friends, my neighbors, my community, anybody, then it is said that whenever you make dua for another person, angels come down from the heavens and they say, Allahumma ameen walaka. Allah accept his dua, and Allah, whatever dua he has made for others, Allah give him also in many folds. So if you make dua, Ya Allah, that brother of mine is suffering and he's got no money, Allah, open the doors of rizq for him. He is not well, Allah, give him tandrusti, give him health. The angels are making dua, Allah, give him also rizq. Allah, give him also health. How powerful is that? Inna asra ad-du'a'i ijabatan da'watu ghaibin li ghaib. In the hadith, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the quickest dua to be accepted is that dua which is made for a person who is not in front of you. That is the quickest dua to be accepted. And so we should remember our brothers in Syria, in Sham, in the location of Halab, and everywhere, wherever the Muslims are suffering, to take time out to read two rakats, especially as Salatul Hajat, and make dua. Ya Allah, if all the people, men, women, and we raise our hands to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we make a plea, Ya Allah, the Muslims are suffering, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower His mercy. Get into the habit of remembering everybody in your dua. This is something very important. Hazrat Ibn Abbas says that Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, five people's dua is always accepted. Five people's dua is always except, number one, madhloom. Number one, who is the oppressed. The one who is the oppressed. Be careful. That dua, bad dua will haunt you. Number two, haji. The one who has performed his hajj. Number three, mujahid. A mujahid who fights in the path of Allah. Number four, who is not well, ill, an ill person. So when you go to see someone who is not well, tell him, may Allah give you shifa, but also make dua for me. And number five, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that person who is not in front of you, he does not even know that you are making dua for him. He is ghaib from you, not present, and you are making dua for him. These are the five people that dua is always accepted. And in another hadith, even the parents, their dua is also accepted. We see this in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an decided to go for Umrah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to him, Ashrakna fi du'aika wala tansana. That, oh Umar, remember us in your dua and don't forget us. Include us in your dua and don't forget us. Hazrat Umar said, when Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said this, it made me happy and I was so happy. I could sacrifice anything in this dunya for the golden words of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine the honor that is given to Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala an. Allahu Akbar. that remember me in your dua. That is why Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to Hazrat Umar and Hazrat Ali. Hazrat Umar and Hazrat Ali. And he said to both of them that you will meet a man from Qarn whose name is Uwais. He wanted to come to meet me, but he could not come because the mother is disabled. And serving the mother, he did not come to me. Otherwise, he was born in the time of the Sahaba. But serving the mother, he did not come. Imagine the honor that Allah gives to that person who respects the mother and father. Allahu Akbar. Whatever your mother and father tell you, that is the greatest ni'mah. Even if it is against you, always learn to respect them. Learn to respect them. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam remembered this man who could not come because he was serving the disabled mother. And he is saying to senior companions like Hazrat Umar and Hazrat Ali, that Umar and Ali, you will meet him, both of you will meet him, and when you see him, give my salams to him and tell him to make dua for my ummah. How much love there is that flows from Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for his ummah. Wherever he went, he remembered us. Wherever he went, he remembered us. Tell him to make dua for my ummah because he is mustajabud da'wat. Allah has accepted all of his du'as because of his serving the mother, disabled mother. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. A few things that we learn. Ya Rahman, Ya Dhul Jalal, Ya Dhul Jalali wal Ikram. Any of the names, always include them in your du'a. And make du'a for yourself and also for your family, for your children and for the brothers and sisters. And all our Muslim brothers around the world, make dua. Whatever dua you give them, the angels return that dua back to you in many folds. So there is nothing but faida for us. Inshallah. Allah Pak Hareku Tawfiq De. Inshallah. So for a few minutes, inshallah, if you can do muraqabah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala sayyidina al-mursaleen. Allahumma anta as-salamu minka as-salam, tabarak tiyadul jalali wal ikram, bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.